A Bahraini woman has died of gunshot wounds to her head. She disappeared in the capital, Manama, during the regime's crackdown on protests on Wednesday. Bahrain's main opposition group, Al-Wefaq, says Bahia al-Aradi's funeral will be held on Tuesday. Her death brings the death toll from the government's suppression of popular protests to 16. Al-Wefaq says almost 100 people are still missing. In the past few weeks, funerals for the slain protesters have triggered even more anti-regime protests. Meanwhile, workers in the Persian Gulf state have launched a wave of strikes. Reports say some 70% of workers have walked out of their jobs, but the regime forces, backed by troops from several Persian Gulf countries, have intensified their attacks on opposition figures and human rights activists. Reports say they attacked the office of the Islamic Action Association in the village of Bani Jamra. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says Iran has always supported oppressed nations and opposed tyrants and dictators.
که از مردم فلسطین داریم پشتیبانی میکنیم کدوم یکی از کشورها دولتها ملتها در این 32 سال این پشتیبانی رو کردن مگر ملت فلسطین شیعان.
Ayatollah Khamenei said the United States is trying to instill the idea that the current crisis in Bahrain stems from a sectarian strife in order to prevent any aid to the oppressed people of Bahrain.
مسئله بحرین جنگ بین شیعه و سنی است. چه جنگ بین شیعه و سنی؟ آمریکایی‌ها خوشحالند که بتوانند به وسیله بوق‌های تبلیغاتی خودشون در منطقه مسئله بحرین رو به عنوان یه مسئله اختلاف بین شیعه و سنی جا بزنند.
The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution also condemned the U.S. double standards towards the situation in Bahrain. He said Washington accuses Tehran of interfering in the country's affairs because Iranian religious authorities condemn the killing of people in Bahrain. But it remains silent when foreign military forces are deployed there to help suppress anti-government protesters. Ayatollah Khamenei also said Saudi Arabia's military intervention in Bahrain was a mistake. He said the move will do harm to Saudi Arabia and arouse animosity towards the country in the region. Ayatollah Khamenei denounced the U.S. claims of defending the nation's rights as a lie and said Washington is instead cooperating with the dictators.
I am very pleased to welcome Minister Gaddafi here to the State.
He also rejected claims that foreign military intervention in Libya is aimed at protecting civilians and said the West is after Libya's oil and wants to use the country as a base to keep an eye on future governments in Egypt and Tunisia. Ayatollah Khamenei described a wave of Islamic awakening as the driving force behind the revolutions in Egypt, Tunisia, Yemen, Libya and Bahrain. He said people in those countries protest because their dignity has been tarnished by their own rulers. Iran's leader also said the uprisings in the Muslim world will be victorious and that the U.S. will suffer defeat in the region.
به توفیق الهی، به حول و قوه الهی، سلسله شکست‌های آمریکا در این منطقه ادامه پیدا خواهد کرد.
In the headlines today, at least five Palestinians, including four children, have been killed in the latest Israeli attack on the Gaza Strip. Tel Aviv has escalated its attacks on the besieged coastal strip. Let's cross over now to the city of Gaza, where our correspondent Ashraf Shannon is standing by to give us an update on that attack. Ashraf, over to you.
Yes, Homa, a few hours ago, Israeli tanks fired a number of shells at a group of children playing east of Gaza City. In the neighborhood of Shija'iya, four children were killed on the spot. At least four children were killed. There's also another elderly person was also killed. A woman is wounded in serious condition. The injuries nearly 20. We heard from the medics that at least 19 were arrived in the hospital. There's probably other people with minor injuries who were treated on the spot. This happened following yesterday's attacks on the Gaza Strip, At least 17 people were injured last night by Israeli fighter jet missiles, including seven children.
And Ashraf, this escalation of attacks from the side of Israel is coming at a time when the world is very much engaged in what's happening in the Middle East and North Africa, and the Arab streets very much turning violent. Tell us about this escalation of attacks and what they're about. Why is Israel, do you think, right now has been escalating its attacks on the Gaza Strip?
Yes, so I was speaking to experts and analysts in Gaza. They tell me that in light of the Islamic awakening in the region, Israel is taking advantage of the media focus on other countries in the region and escalating attacks on Gaza's population of 1.5 million people. I want everyone to know that most of the population in Gaza are under the age of 18. Nearly 56% of Gaza are children under the age of 18. So whenever they fire a missile, it's likely either a child is killed or injured.
SBS Ashraf Shannon joining us there live from Gaza. Ashraf, thanks so much for giving us that update.